Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Friday Happy Hour. Let your hair down or your hair up, I don't care. It's the end of the week and we're going to enjoy ourselves, laugh, be crazy, and enjoy. All right, my peeps, we're going to do this darn thing. The website is theessenceofsuccess.net. On Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, you can catch me on YouTube at The Essence of Success. That's it. Thank you for supporting and joining the show. My co-host is Sheha Spirit. And we're going to get this party started. Welcome in, Sheha. How
Hello,
you doing, young lady?
I'm good. Sheha. I hope you ladies are also.
Okay. And next up is Deborah. How you doing, Ms. Deborah?
Hello, Deborah. Everybody.
Okay. Our little youngster's in the room with us tonight.
Hi, Jessica.
Hello.
Hey,
hey,
ladies.
How you doing?
And then, of course, my Christina, which is Christina Hesley. I'm the only one who can call her that. Anyway.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing, girl?
I'm good,
thanks,
Christina.
All right. Anybody got any plans for this weekend? Anything coming up you're going to enjoy?
That's my daughter.
I'm going to a picnic tomorrow.
Oh, good. Deborah, good.
Yes.
That was Deborah?
Yeah.
Yes.
This is Christina. And I'm going to a picnic too, but mine is going to be at a jewelry store.
Oh, okay.
Tell us about that one, Christina. That sounds interesting.
It is. It sure does.
Once a year, and they provide all the food, hamburgers, hot dogs, brats, adult beverages, and if you want any of your jewelry, it's 50% off. You don't have to buy anything, but it is a lot of fun.
Yeah. I've been to one of those before. Yeah.
But you know what the ultimate goal is?
to sell. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
All right. Yeah, what you doing, Jessica J?
Oh, I'm just going to my daughter's graduation tomorrow. It's from like 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And then like I'll figure it out from there, because like I think like a little outing will be cute for her, but we'll see.
Well, congratulations to your daughter, and I'm sure everything is going to go very beautiful for you. So it'll be nice.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. She's just nice. She can't hear us.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry, y'all. I apologize. I didn't write any questions out. I was kind of out of it today. But anyway, I didn't write out any questions, so if there's any subject that you guys want to talk about, please bring it up and we'll discuss it or laugh about it or whatever.
Okay, I have one.
Okay.
Because all these people are intuitive, I've got the question. Bigfoot real?
Is Bigfoot real? Oh, yes. Yes, and you know why they can't catch us? Because they go from dimension to dimension,
right.
Christina. But they are us. Believe it or not, they are us from, Bigfoot's been around for thousands of years, okay, thousands of years. So they are really part of our dynamics. But, because they have children, raise their families and whatever. But they're not from this planet. They came here to this planet. Thousands of years ago, not during the dinosaurs now, because that was millions of years ago, but they came down to try and see, what was going on planet Earth and stuff like that, and so they kind of like it, but they go back to their dimension and their planet. They go back and forth. That's why supposedly they caught one, I don't know, supposedly, but I think in the one that they caught was dead, so couldn't really help them with any information, but yeah, Bigfoot is very much, there's another name for him. We call him Bigfoot as humans, but they do have a name. I'm sorry, it starts with an S, too, but I can't think of it right now.
Sasquatch?
So, yeah, they're very much real, Christina, very much.
Is that Sasquatch you're trying to think of?
No.
Sasquatch?
No, it's their, it's the name from their planet, what that particular race is called. That's what I can't think of. No, it's not Sasquatch or Bigfoot. That's names that we humans have given them. But they do have their unique names. You know, just like us, if we went to other planets, they would call us what? Human beings.
Humans, yeah.
Yeah,
they might have another name for us.
They
might have another name for us.
Yeah, don't go there. they probably tell us, don't go there. You won't go to planet Earth.
Those humans.
Oh, gosh.
Yes, but they are real. Shadow people, they're real.
How do you deal with shadow people?
Yeah, I wonder what they are.
I just tell them hi and goodbye. Because I always ask, what do you want? Why are you here? And if I don't get any answers, then I'll go to the question, are you here for the good from God? They're gone. They're gone. But they're just passing through. Shadow people are passing through. They're not really there to cause you any harm. They're just passing through. If they're there to cause harm, it's because something from that person or that domain, is still relevant there. But otherwise, shadow people, fairies are fun. Everybody has fairies come through. That's the little bitty people. You may or may not see them, but they're fun. They're little pranksters. They like to come and prank stuff. Like if you set your keys down and you go back and you know where you put your keys, but they're not there, but they show up in the kitchen. That's a little prankster having fun with you.
No, is that the same as what leprechauns are?
I thought fairies were just a little pink. Oh, leprechauns. I thought that was a folk house, too.
That the what? Say it again. I'm sorry.
No, is that the same as what, leprechauns?
Oh, leprechauns. They're real. But you know what? They're more prominent, not within the United States. They're more prominent like in Ireland, Scotland, and those countries. No, they'll see leprechauns, little tiny people. Yeah, they look green or what have you, but not over here. We're not as much. I mean, people may see leprechauns, but very few, because they're just not prominent in our area. It's not our land that they are comfortable at. They're comfortable in Ireland and Scotland, which is really where they came from.
They're native countries, you know.
Yeah. Hi, Miss Wilhelmina. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Hi. Thank you. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hi, Wilhelmina.
Hey.
Hi. Hope everyone is doing well.
Yeah, we are.
Miss Wilhelmina, you got any plans for this weekend?
Nothing but to relax and wish somebody to come get their daddy. That's my plan.
I heard that. Well, anyway, Christina Hesley was just asking me about were Bigfoot and Sasquatch, were they real? And I said yes. But, you know, different ones, fairies, leprechauns, shadow people, they're all real, but they don't really bother us. Now, I will tell you this, if you're ever real depressed or in such anxiety, you will, not directly, because you don't know this, you'll call in those negative spirits.
Yes.
Just by your behavior and your actions. So you got to be careful, like when we're down or whatever. I know some people run to the doctor. I just turn around, and instead of being down, what could I think of that's positive, that makes me happy? Or I have good thoughts, you know,
yeah.
But I have experienced the other side where I was going through something and they scratched me. They left scratches on my body. So I was like, okay, because I was really, 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 this is when I got raped, y'all, at 63. And so I went the other direction. I went way dark, way dark. So anyway, I had to bring myself out of it. But in the meantime, these negative spirits said, oh, we see a door open. There's somebody that's totally black, you know, and they scratched me on my left side. I took a picture of it to show my doctor. And, of course, you know, she's not spiritual like I am. Anyway, and I told her, I said, you know, I got to get out of this. They're attacking my body, you know, because I'm so big. So I come up out of that mess. And then I realized, I talked to some other people, spiritually, and they said, yeah, you open that door with your negativity. So I thought, oh, boy. So,
are shadow people negative then? Is that what you're saying? Shadow people are negative?
Yes, they are. That's why I say they're just passing through.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if the shadow people can't get you to come down off, off your religion or your spirituality, they're not going to mess with you. You know, you got to learn to discern spirits, too, because not all spirits are good, right? Some you got to learn to discern.
Right.
That's why I always
say,
are you here for the good from God? Because they're going to answer to God for that question. So are you here for the good from God? And if you're not, get the hell up out of my house. Bye. You're not welcome. And they leave. They leave. Mm-hmm. So believe in yourself, y'all. I'm going to tell you, see little strange things. Now, sometimes if you hear knocking on a table or a wall, that's your relatives coming to visit you. Now, that's not a bad spirit. That's a good spirit, just letting you know, hi, was thinking about you. You know, just came to visit, let you know. That's a difference, you know. Maybe something we call them miracles, but something just turn around and happen real fast, real good for you. Those are angels that are in your behalf working. Believe that, because there's angels in your house and with you at all times. When you're driving in the car, there's angels in the car with you. Even if you're cursing or blessing somebody out for cutting you off or whatever, the angels are in the car with you. You know, I said on top, like, did y'all see that shit? Did y'all see that? You know, so Yeah, your angels are with you always. But then not only your angels, your guides too, because the guides come along to help kind of keep you on the path. The angels are kind of like saviors, and the guides are like, okay, you're going a little left. Let's come back right now. You know, you'll get a thought or a feeling in your head like, don't do that, you know. So that's with anything, though. You know, when people shoot up and they have these shootings and stuff, trust me, they're on the negative side and their vibrations are very low. So they became the subject for the negative side. And they're like, okay, we can use you. You know, but if you want to do something negative, you're like, I'm not going to steal that because it's bad karma and my ass could end up going to jail. Good. The angels are happy and your guides are happy because you changed your, as I tell y'all, your destiny, you changed your mind. And you're like, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
Okay, but if you're so negative, sometimes the negative come in like, hey, we got somebody we can bring down even further, you know. So that's why I always say think positive. You know, even when you have bad thoughts, turn them thoughts around. You know, you could be mad at somebody and like, screw that bitch, screw that man, you know. Okay, you done said that, turn it around. God bless them and go on your way. You know, just say God bless them and go on your way. You don't, like my grandmother said, you can throw a dog a bone, but you ain't got to stand there and watch him eat it. Okay. So anyway, so that's that. Okay, go ahead. I done went off into my metaphysical theme, so go ahead, y'all.
Enjoying hearing it.
You know what? I tell you, since we're all, because it's all the regulars in here tonight, so I'm going to pose a question to y'all. What do you think is wrong with Crystal? I noticed after I talked to Crystal yesterday, and I have to tell y'all this, when I saw that question, when will I have another baby, I snapped, y'all. I snapped. Because I had been talking to Crystal. So I snapped and... Hopefully I didn't say any improper things because I told her I do love you, and I do. But you got to get your head right. Mm-hmm. You got to love you. You got to find out your worth. So my question is, do you think there's anything that we can do to help Crystal? And if not, have you come across women like that in your lives?
I think that you – well, Lynn,
before we start,
you pulled the right.
Before we start on that, though, can anybody else listen in on this conversation? That one time we had that gentleman listening in, and so I'm concerned that...
She would know if anybody else is... See,
because I was seeing your phone number, so
in.
No.
She would see their phone number, yeah. So,
Well, I'm not going to talk bad about nobody anyway. I'm going to say some good things. And I'm saying, Lenny, yes, I agree with you because I kept telling my husband, I said, she's not listening to Lenny at all. She keeps telling her some good things that she needs to do, but she's not listening. And plus, you know, I think maybe she's young. So, okay, well, you can't tell somebody something if they're young and they got their mind headstrong on the ideals that they want. And she might have been just playing with you, but you told her right, and that was the true thing to do. And like you say, what you did yesterday was nothing wrong with it, what you told her. But we can pray for her and say good things to her and agree with you so that she'll know that, you know, you don't need to be chasing nobody. You don't need to turn around and go back where you came from. You don't need to be having another baby. You already got three and you're already struggling and stuff. So, you know, we have to pray for her and love her anyway, no matter what she does, and that's what we be doing to her in the chat room.
That's true.
And we do. You know, I tell her that we're praying for her, but I just want, there's something that's not clicking. I told Sheha earlier, she's looking for love in all the wrong places.
Right. Yeah, and that's the type of young girl that will do that because they have not been taught that love. They probably didn't receive that type of love growing up, and all kinds of men will tell you how pretty you is and you fall for it. And, you know, now you're on your path to do good things because you didn't experience and you didn't got your lesson from that, and you learn from that, and you leave that kind of stuff alone. So she's probably having an experience. Well, she's got three children, so I don't know.
Well, yeah, this is my thing. You know, the son is up there with the father back up in North Carolina, but she's got the two girls with her. And I think there's a disciplinary problem why she's not at her aunt's and also why the godmother doesn't want to live with her. Because it's got to be her kids.
Yeah.
I see her really trying. But if you haven't disciplined your kids, they're running wild all over the house, and, you know, you're living with somebody else. They don't mind, because, you know, people are funny nowadays. If they jump up and try and discipline, you know, the person come in like, don't be touching my kids. Don't be doing nothing
and
to my kids.
And
well,
go ahead and,
Well, I don't want your kids scared of my house either.
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree with Miss Wilhelmina and Leonard, because now, what can you do with a lie, though? A person, we owe each other the truth, right? So you can work it out with the truth. But if someone is telling you stuff that you can't do, you can't really work with, then you can only work with the truth. And I can't, okay, I may feel bad about the truth, that you're telling me the truth, but deep down inside, we all know the truth when we hear it, right? So that's why we have got to hear the truth. And when you hear the truth, there's something that you can work with. It's a positive thing. But, you know, Linus could have sugarcoated it for her. But, you know, spirit doesn't want you to do that when someone come to you for help. When someone asks you for help, you are assigned and dedicated to help them, because they cannot work off a lie. You cannot do anything with a lie but continue to lie to yourself. So when people tell you the truth, it may be disappointing, but that's something that you can work with.
Yeah,
and I have three young girls.
You see,
three
young girls,
how are they going to work? And
okay.
I noticed another thing, too. I'm just going to throw it out there. I noticed he asked more than one question. And sometimes
you
get two questions.
Yeah, because she
and
wants
like,
the note thing.
The question. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I know we only just asked one. But it's a little flippant, like, okay, if she didn't answer that question, let me ask her another one. Okay, you asked that question, then you answered another one time. And it happened
You just have to teach her, that's all. You just have to teach her just one question, and that's enough. We just have to teach her and let her know. Only one question, Crystal. And, you know,
well,
she'll learn from
two,
that.
But after two, I'm going on to the next person, because there's too many people in the room, and it's not fair to everybody else. I answer three, four questions. Get a reading. Get a reading, and then we can really talk. But I'm going to the next person. Yeah, I see questions. I see sometimes people have three or four questions. I go on to the next person because it's not fair to the rest of you. That's just me.
Because I used to ask more than one or two questions, and I realized, oh, wait, hold up. I'm asking too many questions, and I ain't giving people in the room enough room so their questions could be answered. So I stopped. And that's what my husband agreed. Yeah, you need not ask but one question, or don't ask nothing at all.
Yeah, but you can ask two questions for me. I don't mind anybody doing, because you may ask me something at the beginning of the show, and halfway through the show, you're like, ooh, wait, I need to ask one more. That's okay.
Yeah, that's
but when
true.
I'm seeing a running line of every other person, and it's the same person, question, no. That's tough. That's why I announced last week, if you have more than two questions, you need to get a reading.
That's what I meant. When I first started listening to you, I started asking more than one or two questions. Then I realized later on that it wasn't fair. So she's got to learn that. We have to teach her.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I had to learn that too. Well, the law was laid down.
Well,
I get it.
maybe she keeps asking the same questions. Maybe she thinks you're going to change your answer.
Yeah,
answer
it's going
to
change.
She wants to.
Miss Wilhelmina, if I ask you something, then you know you're gonna give me your honest to goodness answer, the way you see it, right? And Christina, if I ask you something, you're going to give me your honest, true answer the way you
feel. Oh, yes.
The way
I feel,
And say, yeah, Jessica will too, and Linda's will too. But see, that's where, because I don't care what psychiatrist you go to, you are going to come up with your own answer just by talking it out, you know?
Because
that's what that person is there for, to listen to what you're going through and to help you to sort out what's best for you. Psychiatrists do not come up with solutions by themselves. They have got you got to be honest with them so they can be honest with you. And that's the way that we all are. You know, if you got the best friend you can talk to without judgment, that's what they're there for, right?
Yeah.
So we are searching for answers. You help me to come up with the right answer for myself, the best that the two of us can. So I hope that she did not get offended by that, because she asked, okay? She asked, and Linda gave her the answer to the best of her ability and knowledge, and I agree with it, because Crystal need to understand. No one else can make you happy. Happiness comes from you. The other person can only add to your happiness. No one can make you happy but you.
True.
Amen.
That's
so true.
Amen.
That's
very true.
Yeah. Well, you know, Sheha, I told her, I said, love yourself, and what is your self-worth?
Yeah.
Those two things.
Yeah.
Love yourself,
yeah.
Because when you love yourself, you can love everybody else. But if I don't love me, how can I express love to you?
Well, at least the baby won't leave me, and that feels like a connection with her ex.
Exactly.
Because I noticed she's been asking me a lot about her ex, but she, you know, I don't know if she's with or not, but that's what I got out of it when she asked me that question. Because she asked me before a long time ago, months ago, like, will I get pregnant again? Will I get pregnant? And then it would come to like, oh, will I ever get my place? Will I ever be here? So I was thinking like, okay, what's going on with this situation? So I'm like, I'm not sure if she's able to have a baby, but maybe she feels like that's a connection with her ex or some kind of.
Yeah, but having a baby don't keep
you going. You know,
it's
true,
don't.
baby don't keep a man for sure. Definitely,
she should know that she has three children.
That's
and
true.
That man ain't there.
He's
so,
not there.
So
you can fight. Kids. She sent her son up to the dad. You're not gonna separate my children. Okay, if I got three, five, or ten, we all together. Okay, we are together,
right.
Thick and thin. But I'm not sending. Now, granted, I have to tell y'all a quick story. When Shab got to be about 15, you know how they get the smell in their own stuff. So anyway, I sent her to her dad. That didn't last but 2 months. This nigga didn't understand I hit it when I was married to him, but he didn't understand when a girl is on her menstrual cycle, she's going to be moody and she's going to be cramping, right? So he calls me, emergency, I'm at work, and he's something wrong with Chabonet, I'm going to have to take her to the hospital, she's in a lot of pain and she's groaning in her bedroom and stuff. And I said, what's really going on? He said, well, I think she's on her period. I said, give that girl two Tylenols and shut the light out and go on and do what you need to do. See? Because men don't understand us. You have daughters, and they, that time of the month, you know, like, okay, baby, I know you're a little moody, so I'm going to look over there, but next time I'm going to hurt you. But anyway, you know, we kind of look over things because we know, because we are women that have experience. Ooh, wait. Back up, y'all. I know I do have a question. What do y'all think about now they're calling heterosexual women cis. This is coming from the trisexual, bisexual, whosexual, whatever. It pisses me off because I was born a woman, I mean a girl, but and I will die a woman. And another one came on earlier this week talking about women are not the only women who have periods, a transsexual. I was like, what world are you living in? Why did you make a man to have
where
a period?
Is this woman? What is a cis woman, though? I was like, they came with a name for us now? I didn't know that. Cis woman.
Yeah, I'm thinking, what? Is it wrong to be a heterosexual woman? Please, you guys come in with all these different sexual things. It's like, I'm proud to be a woman, and I love being a woman. Don't tell me I'm some simp. I'm not a simp. Your ass is a simp, okay? Don't tell me that I'm a woman. Address me as such. You know, I'm really getting sick and tired of all this mess with the transsexuals, the bisexuals. I heard something the other day on video about where a man and a girl, they live together, but they both have their own sexual partners. What kind of mess is that? And it's called some kind of sexual thing. I said, how are you going to live with a man and not have sex with him? Is it your brother?
Yeah, I don't know.
You know what I mean? But she has sex with her friends and he has sex with her friends, but yet they live together. Now, to me, I would look at it as somebody like we sharing the rent. We both trying to get ahead or something like that. But you're not going to tell me that this man staying with you don't want to have nothing to do with you. Why? Are you ugly? Are you crazy? See, that kind of stuff, I don't believe. I don't believe it. You throw it up in a man's face and think he ain't going to take it. I mean, you know, there's some men that's like, I got a wife at home. I got a girlfriend at home. I ain't about to go to hell. You know? So, you know, some have sense, but.
So how do y'all think I like that either? I don't like it. I don't like it at all. No.
I don't either. No.
I just look at them, well, I know that you ain't no woman, even though you're trying to be one. I know you ain't one, so I ain't going to even pay me no attention.
When
they're out there, they're out there.
Back then, with you guys, like, are really quiet about it, because now they're just like, we've been suppressing this for so long, now we're just going to be throwing our balls in everybody's face, including women. And it's like, either way, they still got that testosterone in that body, you know? Just making it, like, putting us in our place. Like, you're not going to tell me what kind of woman I am, and I'm more of a woman than you, even though I had to get surgery and take hormones to be you. But it's like they're no different from those red pill guys, you know, who want women to be submissive and pay the bills. On top of that, paying
50-50.
I know, Jessica. Anyway. Can we just go back to the regular lesbians and the regular homosexuals?
Exactly.
Now they want to have babies and periods and all of that, huh?
Yeah,
can't no man have a period. He was born as a male. Even if they cut your hootie-cootie off, and, you know, to give you something of a vagina, you still are not going to have no
kids,
and you ain't going to have no period.
True,
because you weren't made like that. They're trying to get uterus put in them.
Oh, my God.
Well, they can get those fake uterus, but I don't know how that's going to happen. They ain't got no vagina to come down. The baby don't.
Along with breast milk.
Probably C-section.
I'm going to call in somebody. I'm going to call in from my home number because I'm having problems here with the mobile.
Oh, okay. That's fine. Come on back in. Yeah, do what you need to do, babe.
Okay.
But anyway, I just wanted to throw that out there because I was like, I am so sick of hearing about that. And when they started calling heterosexual women simps, I was like, the devil is a lie. I ain't nobody simp. I'm a woman.
Mm-hmm. I thought they called men that. Like they're weak men. They call them simps or something like that. I don't know.
So can I tell you about
this? So weird though. Is it coming to an end now where it's like I can only imagine when my kids get older how stranger it's gonna get if this is where it started off. Now they're saying California is passing a bill where it's like you can't tell your child who they are. If they want to say they're a cat, they're a cat. And if you say, no, you're not a cat, you're a boy, they'll take them from you. I don't know if they passed that bill or if any of you guys heard that, but that's a scary situation that we got these governors in this, you know, kind of space telling people what to do with their kids. You know, because back in the 90s, we couldn't tell our parents that, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't, if they were trying to teach that in the school, with if my kids were still young and they were trying to teach that in the school, baby, I'd be clicking my high heels up there like, you done lost your mind. My daughter don't need to know, neither one of my girls need to know all this. Let them grow up and decide where they're going to be in life. You know?
Mm-hmm.
But now they're teaching the elementary kids. They got books out and stuff to learn about the different things. Them kids ain't thinking about sex. They're trying to get out there and play and talk about their little friends and have fun. They ain't thinking about, you know what I mean? You're putting this in their minds where they're not even thinking about that.
Right.
You know, at certain ages now, I'm sure by the time they get like 11 or 12, something like that, yeah, they may start looking. They might even get a little itch. But when you... 5, 6, 7, 8 years old, hell no. Don't be teaching them kids about sex like that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I agree.
So that bothers me. That really does. That bothers me for your, and I know, Jessica, you have a young daughter, but that bothers me that they, we didn't learn about sex till we were like, what, 13 or 14? Because it was the time that the kids started having their periods. And then, you know, you'd have your little sex education class. And that wasn't no big deal because it was just a matter of keeping, you know, keeping yourself clean, get your little pudding pads and stuff like that. But now,
I know two fellas. Yeah, I know two fellas. They're gay. They got married, and they started taking in foster children. And they're all the children are from the same family. There's four from the same family, and I thought that they were doing it possibly for the money, but they were keeping these kids all together. But how, there's girls involved in here. How do they, any of them, learn about a normal relationship when you have two fathers that are gay men? There is nothing normal that's going to be for those kids.
Well, that works the same way, too, Christina, with two lesbian women that have a son and a daughter.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm. I've always
and the
said
they learn, that they learn from that. They learn from outside the home.
They're learning from inside the home, and it's their foster parents are even being compensated to take care of these kids.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They are. I'm sure, Christina, sure. I agree with you. I don't know what that lesson is, though.
No.
Well, you know, some families, now, we don't want to stereotype all homosexual and lesbians, excuse me, because some of them have very good homes for the children, very good homes, and they go over and beyond to make sure. Yeah.
I don't doubt that. You know, Lynn, I don't doubt that. But to have a child to see two men laying together or two women laying together, it's a image there that, you know, you got to
promote it
somehow. Yeah,
you
got to
explain it. Yeah.
Yeah,
it
depends. I don't doubt the home is not good. I don't doubt that. And I don't doubt that there it's not love is shown to the kids, but how do you explain that image, you know, of same-sex people? How do you explain that?
I don't know. That's a good question. Very good question. I don't know.
Yeah. How do you explain that?
Unless they just say to love, you can love the man or... I don't know.
Yeah.
I would have to ask somebody that's like that.
Yeah. How do you explain that to a child?
I'm not a bisexual or hetero.
Yeah.
I'm all about wanting a man.
Yeah. Yeah. But see, like you say, you got little kids coming up, 3, 4, a baby, 3, 4, 1 or 2, 5 or 6. But, you know, these are not teenagers. They have already been introduced to this type thing. But how do you, what's that conversation like when you got two same-sex parents?
Right.
You know what you made me just think of when you were talking about the two fathers? How do they explain menstruation to the girl?
Exactly.
They
how do they explain anything to the girl?
They would have to have a woman to explain that to them, because I don't see how any man can explain to a young girl, you know, unless he, you can't say that, unless, you know, he educated on it, read, you know, the same way there's
he could be educated.
Gynecologists that, you know, they're male.
He could be educated on it. They could be.
Right.
Of course they could be.
So if he's educated on it, he could explain it, I guess. You know?
Yeah.
That's
could be.
That's the only way. But, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's so interesting.
Because it's the same way if a woman raises a son, you know, even a single woman, you know, not necessarily, you know, two women, but you know, a single woman having a son.
Mm-hmm.
Although it's said, you know, a woman can't really, you can't really, all boys need a man in their life, you know, because we as women don't really know about the man, you know. Just like girls, they do need a female, you know. They need a woman to teach them and show, you know, things. So.
Yeah, it's true.
But like I said, single parents, there's been fathers I know that single fathers that have daughters and raised them. They're not necessarily gay. They just single, and they raised that
That's
child.
Right.
So
and see, and I understand that, but that wife, husband dynamic is what I would like to hear this conversation with children, you know? That's my thing, because anything else I think they can get through, you know, by being having sisters or whatever. But this husband, wife thing is what I would like to hear this conversation with kids, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I got another question now to throw in the mix. Might be Pandora's box.
Okay.
What if you're married? Let's just give it like 10 years. You decide you find out you're lesbian, or the man finds out that he really likes men. What do you do then? And you got children. Don't all speak at once now. I told y'all to open Pandora's box.
I wouldn't stay in a relationship. I wouldn't. If I was the woman that was married to the man, and he decided that he was like the men, that and we had children together, that would be the end of that relationship.
Yeah.
Okay, Ms. Wilhelmina, I'm going to go all the way up the line.
Me, I don't even want to imagine being with no woman, because I love being with a man, because I am a woman and I love being a woman. I want a man. I don't want no woman. I can't even see myself with a woman in bed, kissing and all that. Oh, no, I don't think so.
I know. They call it strictly dickly. So that's basically what I agree.
Is that true, Christina?
We both can't be in our
chair. You know, it's hard for me to even watch on TV. I don't like shows that are like that.
Yeah.
And
I don't like that either.
And I don't want to, you know, if people are like that, fine, but I don't.
You don't want to see it.
Just against my dream.
I don't care to see that.
It's a lot of it being shown on TV now.
Sure is.
You know,
Sure.
Well, I'm going to tell you,
really,
Deborah,
like
I don't watch
it, but,
violence and I don't watch sex, but I like family movies. Like,
yeah,
what's the one that
of
came
course.
Out in December? It was 3 hours with the being. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, I can't think of it now. It came out in December. The ones that are blue, you know, they live in the water and on the land. Damn.
Oh,
Avatar.
The,
Avatar. And it was 3 hours, but it was still, you didn't even know it was 3 hours. It's a very good movie.
You didn't know it was 3 hours.
But I like stuff like that, family. I get tired of the violence, the shoot 'em up, the stabbings and all that. And I don't want to see all that sex. I really don't. So
no.
I look for family movies. I'm a Disney fan. I love Disney, but I just like family movies. Or family shows.
Well, I like,
you know, family
I just
shows.
Like a, I like a lot. I like suspense, drama. But, you know, even on, that's movies, but just regular TV, if you can be watching a show. Even some of these are supposed to be family shows. They're still showing, they're showing a lot of gay stuff, you know.
Yeah, yeah, they sure are.
It is there. It's there, you know.
But you know, now then it's...
Couples.
Now, then it's back to your question. If my husband came home and told me that he liked men, I got a few questions. Now, how long that you been a want to be with a man? How long that you been knowing that you want to be with a man? Now, let's go to the doctor together. And if I got something, you did. Your thrill is gone right there, okay?
Well, go back home.
I heard that.
You did. You did, okay. So you could have told me that before you decided to tell me that, okay. Your thrill is gone. You did. Because, you know, I don't want to be, I don't want to be with no man that want to be with a man. You're going to have to get with him.
Yeah, I hear you.
And you better get with, you better tell me before you get with him. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Just let me know.
Actually, just leave me if you want to be.
Okay. You don't
want to have nothing to do with this no more.
You don't mess around.
Because I can't compete.
You know. Okay. All right. You know, that's all I'm saying. Do not. I don't know. Cause
I know it's not funny, y'all, but it is
to
me.
It is funny. No,
it's
but you
funny.
Know, that's all I'm saying. Well, you ladies know me. I always like to try to be funny. But what I'm saying is tell me what's up. Don't care. Don't do that to me, you know. You need to care more about me than to try to play like that. Don't even play
right,
like that.
Right, right. Yeah.
Okay,
let's segue
into what if one of your kids decides that they want to be a lesbian or a homosexual. Now what?
Well, I don't think it's nothing. I don't think it's nothing I can. Yeah, I that's still a conversation, Lynn, because, you know, it's a lot of conversation need to be had there. Because it's like I'm sure they give them counseling and stuff before they you know, to try to change their sexuality and stuff, because it's conversations there that you have to have with children like that, even an adult, because now an adult, of course, you can't change the mind or nothing like that, but a child, you know, it's some strong bonding talk there. You have got to talk this out. You know, and you hear now that your children want the family just going along with a child that's 6, 7, 8 years old talking about they want to be a male or they want to be a female. How do you know this at this age? That's a child.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You're still
and
growing.
Yeah, they should be putting that child to have no sex change at a young age.
Yeah.
They should just let them grow up to become an adult, and then they do what they want to do.
Yeah. It's your decision then, right? Because it would be hard for me to try to make that decision for them. I don't think that I could, by the way I feel about that. I don't think that I could make that decision.
Well, That's interesting. That's interesting.
Yep.
Because it is
it
two
is.
Dynamics between a husband and a wife and then your child.
Like,
but, you know, some people, they don't even accept their kids being different. You know, I think you have to come from a very loving family. And like Sheehan
yes.
said, have a conversation. But it's got to be a loving family because you already know your mom or dad ain't going for the lesbian or the homosexual. You may not have that talk, right? Because you'll still be hiding it. But if it's a family of love and understanding, do
it's
I agree with it? No. But I'll accept it because you're my child. But I don't
that's
agree
right.
with that particular lifestyle. Okay.
I'm not going to turn my back on my child, but we're going to have to sit down and talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because if he's gay or homosexual, please give me some makeup tips.
even if
yes.
your child becomes, as your child, say your child's an adult, a young adult, and they come
mm-hmm.
to you and say they're gay,
mm-hmm.
it would be the same. You would still want to sit down and talk.
Sure do.
Even though they're adults
you
now.
Still want to talk.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Very good question.
Yeah.
If they're adults and it didn't happen until they got
them.
In their 20s or 30s, how would you feel? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like
well,
you. That's your life.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
I give them love
yeah.
and understanding, but that's your life. That's,
yep.
You got to answer
that's
to
their
God
life.
For that.
Yeah, that's your life. But, you know, I still
right.
want to have a conversation with you. Well, why did you determine that? And when, where, why, and how, you know what I'm saying? It's still
mm-hmm.
an understanding there. You know, you still have to talk it out. Look at it.
So do any of y'all believe, either you do or you don't believe that a child can be born with those
tendencies?
I'm not talking about
that.
The sexual part of it. It's just that they
mm-hmm.
have these feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And
I agree.
Time,
I think even at 2 years old, you might know that child is gay.
Yeah,
but
well, you might even see that child
yeah.
showing certain, you know, tendencies.
Behavior,
yeah. But
yeah.
they're not,
yeah.
no one's talking about it. It's just happening,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they're
mm-hmm.
not saying anything. And even though they might be, you know, they might even, you know, if it's a male, they might be dating as they get older, go date and go on dates with females, but they still, for some reason, you see that there's a side of them that seems like it's they like men. They're more, you know, female type because they're, the
yeah.
females that they're dating is more like just a good friend.
Yeah, yeah.
I had a question, Miss Lena.
Or the girl,
yeah,
or a female is acting kind of, you know, boyish, you know.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I've seen them.
Do you guys
you
ever
know.
Think like Michael is speculator?
Huh?
Did you guys ever think that Michael was like on the other side of the team? Or was that just a hearsay?
Michael Jackson?
Yeah. Because I was like, well, have I seen him with the women? Or was he just shy because he was a virgin? I was thinking. I was like, well, I'm not
no,
sure.
He
I'm
no
not
virgin.
Saying, like, anything against him. He wasn't a virgin.
Yeah.
He wasn't a virgin.
He was just so
innocent.
I
don't
know.
I don't
know
if he
was on the
other.
I don't know.
If he was, you know, gay
and
or...
I have another question. Oh, go ahead. I had a question that, like...
Hollywood took away Michael Jackson's childhood job.
That's
this
right.
is why
that's
he acted
right.
out and why he loved
yeah.
children, because they took his childhood
yeah.
away.
They took his childhood.
It wasn't just Joe. It was people in Hollywood, which, you know, we talked about last week about human trafficking, so... That's what he was. Trust me, that's not the way Michael was coming up when they first began. So I'm going to share something with y'all seriously about kids that feel like they are more male or women that want to be male or lesbian, whatever. when you come into this realm, you come to learn, right? And not karma, because those were experiences and teachers. So when you come into the realm, of course, as a baby, you don't remember prior. That's kind of gone. But you still have a psychic or well, I want to say phenomenon, psychic phenomenon to you, but, you know, parents, you have to know to seek that out. Well, anyway, they did not complete whatever that lesson was on the other side. Their task might have been done, and, you know, so they're out of here, but they didn't complete that lesson. So now, when that soul comes into this new life, they don't know why, but there's such an affinity to be a female. They don't know what
that's
that is, because you didn't complete it when you was a female on the other side, fool. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Same thing for
yeah.
a man.
Yeah.
If he wants to be a female, yeah, you asked to come this time as a male entity, essence, spirit. But you still got that dragon behind you. You must have really enjoyed yourself as a woman. Why did you come back as a man? You know? Another thing, sometimes when people are blind and you can't understand it, why was that child born blind? Or why later on in life a person lost their vision? It's because in the past lifetime, and it don't have to be just the last one, it might be two or three lifetimes ago, you made fun of somebody that was disabled, that maybe couldn't see or didn't have legs, you know, or maybe not that handsome in the face or whatever, male or female. So now you're coming back in this lifetime because you brought karma to correct that. So now you don't go from being in a wheelchair or having a cane or whatever. So there's reasons. I just want y'all to understand it's not always as we see it per se. There's something that they're bringing into this life, you know.
I always thought
I don't know. I mean,
like
me playing the piano, y'all. Who plays the piano for 40 years for something? You just know how to play. A friend come over, you play, right? But to be that committed for 40 years, so it's like I really enjoyed music and I wanted to continue that when I came in this time. And so I did. I didn't know it was going to be gospel, but I wanted to continue in the music, playing the piano. So, see, it's what you bring in, you know, and you know, sometimes people don't get over things. You know, you can have people in your family or friends, you're like, you know, I don't really like them.
They ain't did nothing to you. They was nice. Why are you acting ugly?
I don't even like them. Well, somewhere in the past life,
in
the you two were together, family or friends, and you done come into this life with that negative crap. Okay, so now you say, oh, I don't like that person. Well, so well, so good, because you won't. You won't have a conversation to correct that because you already came in with attitude. No, but it may not show up.
So basically you're saying, Ms. Liz, is that, like, these people that are, like, trying to say, I don't feel comfortable in this body because I knew I was a woman or I knew I was a man, so they were past male and female back then, and then just came in the wrong body and soul. That's what I always think.
No, because you write, you make your life what you want to go through. You do that contract before you leave there. You know how many kids you want to have, who you gonna marry, what changes that you may go through to help both of you grow together as well as separate. You know what I mean? So. No, all that stuff is rolled down for you come here. People think like, why I had to go through that? Why I got to live in poverty? Why these people are suffering? Because they wanted to. Because they wanted to. The charity within your heart and your soul, if you want to send some money to help them out or, you know somebody's going through some hurricane or whatever, that's fine. But, yes, they ask to experience that. And that also releases them from some karma.
Oh, because I know when I decided to have children, I gave my ages out, and then all of a sudden at those ages I had my children. So, you know, I didn't quite understand. At this age I had my first child, and at this age I had my second, and at this age I had my third. I said, wow, I had to talk to my husband about it and let him know. You know, I said at the age of 33, this is what I wanted. And at the age of 18, that's when I have my
first child, and then my second child, you know, like 10 years apart. And I don't know why, but God, he gave me those blessings at the age that I said I wanted to have them, and it came true.
Yeah. Because you had all this
prehand. And you were, yeah, you were saying that when you come in, you discuss, you know, and you figure out what you want to be, a girl or a man, or, you know, what you want to be when you come into this realm, and you decide, you know, what you want to, what your purpose, and y'all talk about it, and you decide what you want to do. But
yeah,
I was just saying that as I got older, after 18, you know, I decided to start saying what age I want to have this, and I did. Maybe that was one of my agreements. You give the age you want, and it will happen, I guess, with God's help.
It's possible, though. It's possible.
Yeah.
It is possible. You decide that.
Yeah, it is. It is quite interesting because I wondered why, because I'm hyper. But I'm give y'all something to go, do-do-do-do-do-do. So it was three men that raped me. One of the men had been running after me for 600 years. He tricked me when I was a young girl. I was in love with, listen to me because I ain't going to repeat it. He tricked me when I was a young girl, like, I don't know, 18, I guess. I was going to marry his son, and we were close. We had not just be friends, but, you know, we were ready to get married and settle down. On the day of the wedding, the father made the son step aside, and he married me. And he was just awful, awful, awful. One, I was crying. I want to be there, but back during that era and period, you had to be, you know, stay with your husband, no matter about the kids and stuff. So what did she do? She committed suicide. Now, where we are today, when I told you I went dark, I was going to kill myself. That's how dark I had got behind this, because I did everything, the police, the advocates, everything, and they let all three of the they let all three of them walk. So anyway, I just gave up. I just gave up. I don't care how spiritual I am. I'm still a human being. I just gave up. But anyway, bless a girlfriend's heart that came by, and I know that God works in the wink of an eye. So, it turned out good. But 600
like
years, so I'm telling my publicist, because I told you I done wrote two books. Well, three, really. But anyway, my publicist lives in New Zealand. And so I had told her what had happened to me, you know, the outcome. She knew because I let her know, but the outcome. And she told me, she said, don't be sad, Lenneth. She said, be proud of yourself. Stand tall. I said, what? You know, I'm getting ready to curse her out. You ain't going to be my publicist no more, you know. And she said, it took you 600 years to stand up for yourself.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Ain't that cold? I never looked at her like that. And when she said that, believe me, this girl stood tall. And I said, oh, no, you ain't got me. God got me. Uh-uh. Yeah. But then now that lady lives in New Zealand telling me over the phone, be proud of yourself. Stand up. It took you 600 years. I was like, damn.
So if you
isn't that
still
interesting? So, like I said, the things that you experience in, you know, your past life. So for me, I guess it had to happen again for me to be strong and like, no, it ain't going to happen no more. This is it. This lifetime, we're done. It ain't going to happen no more.
Like,
you know, so I was like, oh, wow. Yeah, now I'm not saying all are like that. God knows. I'm not saying that. That's just what happened to me. But it made me reflect back and look. Like, oh, why do I love music so? Why do I write poetry? I've been a psychic since I was 9 years old. Why did I asked for that. And I asked at a certain age for my abilities to blossom like flowers, right? So,
okay.
Yeah. I'm home at 74. What? Yeah, I'm here. What?
Oh, no, no. I didn't know what was going on. Sorry, you guys got quiet.
Yeah.
But I like that story, though. Like, how do you know, like the exact year when that happened? And is the guy still chasing after you, or seriously?
Well, we all got out. We all got.
I can deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. Absolutely.
Yeah, no, I was blindsided. No, I was blindsided. Go ahead now.
We've been on over an hour.
Yes. And
oh, it was
the
good.
Show, you know, we're just talking. We off the air. You know that. We off the air. It's in the red. It ain't even green. No, it stopped. She, Christina's correct. Yeah. You didn't hear the music. I stopped it.
No,
look,
yeah,
we were
hear
on the zone, y'all. Come on. We were in
the
zone.
The music
so.
At all.
You know, I had an experience like that with my grandson. He was like 3 years old, and he was in the bathtub. He was sitting in the water in the bathtub, and I was standing up there by the sink, you know, just talking to him as he was, you know, taking his bath in the bathtub. And he said, "Grandmama, don't you remember me?" He looked at me. He said, "Don't you remember me?" And I said,
"Wow.
Yeah, your grandmama, the sweetheart," or something like that. He said, "I'm not talking about that."
Oh.
And then he said it again, you know, like, "I want you to remember me, you know, like from a past life. Because he was saying that, "No, I'm not talking about now. I'm talking about, do you remember me from a past life?" But he didn't say it like that. But that's the way it came out. But, I knew what he was getting at, but he dropped it, you know, after he said that. "Grandmama, don't you remember me?" You know, and then I was going to keep talking at him, but I guess the presence took over from the soul. He was remembering, so he didn't say anything else.
So.
Yeah, because we do forget, but for him to say that to you, see, what did I tell you? I told you your grandson is connected to your him and your dress. I told you that.
You don't say it. You told me that.
No, that's a validation for me. I told you that. He said, "I don't know, maybe he was your child. Maybe he was your son in a past life."
That's right.
And he decided that he wanted to come and got you in his life plan. Okay?
Yeah. He remembered the past life. And after I guess, give him the right answer, he came out of it and came back, you know, to the present. But he said, "No, I'm not talking about that." It's like, and he was looking at me from eye to eye, you know, in my eyes, looking directly at me. "Grandmama, don't you remember me?"
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, he was talking about the past.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, ladies, we got to wrap this up. We should have wrapped it up quite a while ago, but like I said, we had a zone and we had a good discussion going. So God bless us all. Good show tonight, ladies. Very good show.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I have to go back and listen to it. You know, y'all can always come in and listen to it. All you have to do is the episode. And remember, I think, yeah, so today is what, the 27th? Well, anyway, you know it's at the end of August. So, anyway, you can go back in and listen to it. Yeah, this is a good show today. All right. Thank you, Deborah R. Thank you, Miss Wilhelmina. Thank you, Christina. Thank you, Jessica J. Thank you, Sheha, my co-host. And I love all y'all. I really appreciate you. And we do have a good time. Them guys are missing it because we have a hell of some good discussions going on. I mean, we laugh. Yes, Lord, we laugh and have fun. But we be having a hell of some good discussions. Yes.
We missed Java. We sure wish Java was there.
You said Tuesday you're going to do the tarot reading, and then, like, it's going to be like a back and forth, like, Tuesdays will be tarot
Wednesdays will be 1 minute, and then Tuesdays will be parrot, kind of like a like back and forth thing.
A little bit. I mean, I'm still going to be, you know, definitely prone to always doing my psychic readings, but just to change it a little bit, you know.
I like
a little
that.
Different flavor.
I like that. Put a little spice into it.
Yeah. All right, girl. Love you. You have a good weekend.
I love you too.
Out there. All right, y'all. Love
all of you.
Love you.
Ciao,
bye.
Bye.